In 1917, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to three shepherd children in Fatima, Portugal. She told them, among other things, that events such as war, famine, and natural disasters were punishments from God for how sinful we have become. The local secular government and newspaper were very hostile to these events, but on October 13, 1917, Our Lady performed a miracle so spectacular that even the Freemasonic secular newspaper, O Seculo, had to admit that these events occurred. The children announced that Our Lady would be performing the miracle in the COVID era at noon on that day, and 70,000 people showed up and witnessed what is called the Dancing of the Sun. Our Lady gave the children three messages, or secrets. The first was a vision of hell, confirming that hell exists and a lot of people go there. Obviously, Our Lady knew that future generations would deny its reality. She wanted to make clear that it did exist. In fact, she said to Jacinta, one of the Fatima children, that most people who go to hell go there for sins of the flesh. The second was a warning that although the current war, World War I, was about to end, if people did not cease offending God, a greater war would break out in the pontificate of Pius XI. This was World War II. And as we know, the world did not heed Our Lady's warning, and the war happened. The third message was written down in the 1940s by the oldest and only living member of the three children, Lucia de Santos, after she became a Carmelite nun, and she wrote it down at the order of her bishop. She wrote the secret down, put it in an envelope, and gave it to the Vatican, saying that it was to be opened and announced to the world in 1960. However, Pope John XXIII, the Pope of 1960, refused to announce it to the world, saying that it did not pertain to his pontificate, and the third secret remained a secret until June 26, 2000, when at a press conference, Archbishop Bertone publishes the third secret. It read, "The third part of the secret revealed at the COVID era Fatima on 13 July 1917. I write in obedience to you, my God, who command me to do so through His Excellency, the Bishop of Liera, and through your most holy mother and mine. After the two parts which I have already explained, at the left of Our Lady and a little above, we saw an angel with a flaming sword in his left hand flashing. It gave out flames that looked like they were about to set the world on fire, but they died out in contact with the splendor of Our Lady radiated towards him from her right hand. Pointing to the earth with his right hand, the angel cried out in a loud voice, 'Penance, penance, penance.' And we saw in an immense light that is God, something similar to how people appear in a mirror when they pass in front of it. A bishop dressed in white, we had the impression that it was the Holy Father. Other bishops, priests, men, and women religious, going up a steep mountain at the top of which there was a big cross of rough-hewn trunks as of a cork tree with the bark. Before reaching there, the Holy Father passed through a big city half in ruins and half trembling with halting step. Afflicted with pain and sorrow, he prayed for the souls of the corpse he met on his way. Having reached the top of the mountain, on his knees at the foot of the big cross, he was killed by a group of soldiers who fired bullets and arrows at him, and in the same way there died one after another the bishops, priests, men and women religious, and various lay people of different ranks and positions. Beneath the two arms of the cross there were two angels, each with a crystal aspersorium in his hand, in which they gathered up the blood of the martyrs, and with that sprinkled the souls that were making their way to God." Archbishop Bertone claimed it referred to the 1981 assassination attempt of John Paul II. However, when pressed, Cardinal Ratzinger, then head of the Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith, said that that was simply Archbishop Bertone's interpretation, and that there are no official or obligatory interpretations, and that he did not wish to consign the events to simply the past. And so now you know the origin of that ridiculous interpretation of the Third Secret of Fatima, that it is about the assassination attempt of Pope John Paul II. Also, that interpretation is in no way obligatory or official. Also, by the way, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger and Pope Benedict XVI are the same person. I personally believe his comments carry more weight. Any pope's comments should carry more weight, even if it was before they were pope. But did we get the whole text of the third secret? Upon examination of the facts of the case, it becomes clear we did not. In fact, Italian journalist Antonio Socci was so put off by the claim that we did not get the full third secret that he set out to prove that it was the entire secret, but ended up convinced that it was not. Most of the research on this topic was done by him and published in his book, The Fourth Secret of Fatima. Now, I'm not going to go into the forensic evidence of how many envelopes there were, how many lines were on the sheet of paper in the envelope when it was held up to a light, or the contents of a desk in the Vatican. Not that that stuff's not important, but what I find most compelling are the inconsistencies with the statements of people who were allowed to read the third secret prior to its reveal in 2000, and that which was revealed in 2000 actually says. So what I'm going to do is give those statements and show that they do not match or do not line up with what we were given. Sister Lucy, in her memoirs, adds to the third secret the words, "In Portugal, the dogma of the faith will always be preserved, etc." Many have seen this statement as an indication that if the faith was to be preserved in Portugal, that must mean the opposite is true in other parts of the world or all over the world, that the faith will not be preserved, and that the third secret has something to do with the loss of faith in the Catholic Church. Now, of course, what was revealed doesn't say anything about the loss of faith, but keep that in mind as we go through these statements of people who were allowed to read the third secret prior to its revealing in 2000. On March 17, 1990, Cardinal Oddi, who was a personal friend of Pope John XXIII and who had spoken to him regarding the secret, gave the following testimony to Italian journalist Lucio Bernelli. It, the third secret, has nothing to do with Gorbachev. The Blessed Virgin Mary was alerting us against apostasy in the Church. In 1952, Father Joseph Schweigel was entrusted by Pope Pius XII with a secret mission to interrogate Sister Lucy about the third secret. He subsequently stated, "I cannot reveal anything of what I learned at Fatima concerning the third secret, but I can say that it has two parts. One concerns the Pope, the other, logically, although I must say nothing, would have to be the continuation of the words, 'In Portugal, the dogma of the faith will always be preserved.'" The Secretary of State under Pius XI, Monsignor Eugenio Cardinal Porcelli, prior to his elevation to the papacy in 1939 as Pope Pius XII, made the following astonishing prophecy about an upcoming upheaval in the Church. "Suppose, dear friend, that communism, one of the errors of Russia mentioned in the message of Fatima, was only the most visible of the instruments of subversion to be used against the Church and the traditions of the divine revelation. I am worried about the Blessed Virgin's message to Lucy of Fatima. This persistence of Mary about the dangers which menace the Church is a divine warning against the suicide of altering the faith in her liturgy, her theology, and her soul. A day will come when the civilized world will deny its God, when the Church will doubt as Peter doubted. She will be tempted to believe that man has become God. In our churches, Christians will search in vain for the red lamp, where God awaits them. Like Mary Magdalene weeping before the empty tomb, they will ask, 'Where have they taken him?'" In 1995, in a personal communication to Professor Baumgartner in Salzburg, Cardinal Mario Luigi Ciappi, who was a personal papal theologian to Popes John XXIII, Pope Paul VI, John Paul I, and John Paul II, revealed, "In the third secret is foretold, among other things, that the great apostasy in the Church will begin at the top." In the 1980s, at a press conference, Pope John Paul II was asked, "What about the third secret of Fatima? Should it not have been published by 1960? Pope John Paul II replied, "Given the seriousness of the contents, my predecessors in the Petrine office diplomatically preferred to postpone publication so as not to encourage the world power of communism to make certain moves. On the other hand, it should be sufficient for all Christians to know this. If there is such a message in which it is written that the oceans will flood whole areas of the earth and that from one moment to the next millions of people will perish, truly, the publication of such a message is no longer something to be much desired." The Pope continued, "Many wish to know simply from curiosity and a taste for the sensational, but they forget that knowledge also implies responsibility. They only seek the satisfaction of their curiosity, and that is dangerous if at the same time they are not disposed to do something, if they are convinced that it is impossible to do anything against evil." At this point, the Pope grasped a rosary and said, "Here is the remedy against this evil. Pray, pray, and ask for nothing more. Leave everything else to the Mother of God." The Holy Father was then asked, "What is going to happen to the Church?" He answered, "We must prepare ourselves to suffer great trials before long, such as will demand of us a disposition to give up even life and a total dedication to Christ and for Christ. With your prayers, it is possible to mitigate this tribulation, but it is no longer possible to avert it, because only thus can the Church be effectively renewed. How many times has the renewal of the Church sprung from blood? This time, too, it will not be otherwise. We must be strong and prepare and trust in Christ and in His Mother, and be very assiduous in praying the Rosary. In 1984, on November 11th, Jesus Magazine publishes an interview with Cardinal Ratzinger. The interview is entitled, "Here is Why the Faith is in Crisis," and is published with the Cardinal's explicit permission. Cardinal Ratzinger reveals that he has read The Third Secret, and that The Third Secret refers to the dangers threatening the faith and the life of the Christian, and therefore the life of the world. Cardinal Ratzinger says in the same interview that The Secret also refers to the importance of the last times, the absolute importance of history, and that the things contained in this third secret correspond to what has been announced in Scripture and has been said again and again in many other Marian apparitions, first of all that of Fatima. In 2010, on May 13th, before 500,000 pilgrims, Pope Benedict XVI proclaims, in reference to the third secret, "Whoever thinks that the prophetic message of Fatima is concluded deceives himself. They are indicated future realities of the Church which little by little are manifesting themselves. Therefore, it is the sufferings of the Church that are announced. Man has the ability to unleash a cycle of death and terror, but he is not able to stop it. The faith and vast regions of the earth risk being extinguished." Mike Hixon reported in 1 Peter 5 on May 13, 2016, quote, "I called Father Ingo Dollinger, a German priest and former professor of theology in Brazil, who is now quite elderly and physically weak. He has been a personal friend of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI for many years. Father Dollinger unexpectedly confirmed over the phone the following facts. Not long after the June 2000 publication of The Third Secret of Fatima by the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger told Father Dollinger during an in-person conversation that there is still a part of The Third Secret that they did not publish. There is more than what we published," Ratzinger said. He also told Dollinger that the published part of the secret is authentic and that the unpublished part of the secret speaks about a bad council and a bad mass that was to come in the near future. Father Dollinger gave me permission to publish these facts on this high feast of the Holy Ghost, and he gave me his blessing. The Vatican reported on May 21st of that year that Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI says that the third secret was revealed in full. Now, I don't know if he actually read The Third Secret, but for what it's worth, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, formal papal nuncio to the United States, recently had this to say about The Third Secret of Fatima. "The third part of the message that Our Lady entrusted to the shepherds of Fatima so that they could deliver to the Holy Father remains a secret today. Our Lady asked the secret to be revealed in 1960, but John the 23rd published on February 8th of that year a statement in which he stated that he does not want to assume the responsibility of guaranteeing the truth of the words that the three little shepherds said that the Virgin Mary addressed to them. With this departure from the Queen of Heaven's message, a cover-up operation was initiated, evidently because the content of the message would reveal the terrible conspiracy of her enemies against the Church of Christ." Sister Lucy also added in her memoir concerning the third secret that Our Lady said, "Do not tell this to anyone. Yes, you can tell Francisco." Now, this is interesting because, you see, during the apparitions, Sister Lucy could see, hear, and talk to Our Lady. Jacinta could hear and see everything but could not talk to Our Lady. And Francisco could neither talk to Our Lady nor hear anything, but he could see everything. Since what we were given as the third secret of Fatima has no words of Our Lady, it is strictly a description of a vision, what is it exactly that they are allowed to tell Francisco? He saw everything they saw. It is clear when we examine the text that was released with statements from these people who saw the third secret that we are missing something. Many of them talk about the loss of faith and a crisis in the church, yet none of that's in the third secret as we have it. So what I believe is this: what we were given is indeed authentic. I don't buy what some people say that even what was shown isn't part of the third secret. I think it was. There are a lot of prophecies that say in the future a pope will flee Rome, be captured, and be killed. And that's what this vision says, so it's consistent with other prophecies. But I believe that there is another part where Our Lady explained the events and also said something about the loss of faith in the Catholic Church. Which brings me to another point. Why 1960? When asked this question, Sister Lucy said, "Because it will be made clearer then." This has led some to believe that it was about the Cuban Missile Crisis, which was avoided. Again, more of this Fatima is over, we don't have to worry about it. But what happened in the 1960s that might have affected the faith of Catholics throughout the world, except in Portugal, where the faith would be preserved? the Second Vatican Council. And I believe this is why John the 23rd did not want to reveal it, nor several people in the Vatican years later, because I believe that it says something about a council that's going to cause the loss of faith, and they just didn't want to believe it. John the 23rd even said, "We will not listen to the prophets of doom," or something to that effect. And as I have said in other videos, the state of the church and the state of the world are connected. When the state of the church is good, the state of the world is good. When the state of the church is bad, the state of the world is really bad. And because of the dismal state of the church since the Second Vatican Council, the events in the world proceed to a very, very bad disaster. But again, we know what's on the other side of this: the triumph of the Immaculate Heart, the restoration of the church, and return to Christendom. And pray the rosary, pray the rosary, pray the rosary to protect you and your family and mitigate this. Until my next video, God bless.